folks, welcome back here with another episode on our Tune In Tuesday series. I'm super excited to be back here with you all. We're going over a two-week astrological forecast, and then we will dive into an update and an oracle message for the collective. So first things first, we are closing out Libra season with a new moon in Libra. So we all know that new moons are representing our planting of new seeds, our newfound passions, desires, and goals, maybe new additions into our routines, making space for fresher energy, new things to come in. As you all know, the moon is very much connected to that of a woman's cycle, as the moon is very much feminine energy. And that being said, as we are going through our cyclical nature, there is always an energy of planting our seeds, going into a new direction or something along those lines. And that comes with always letting something go. So with the past full moon and with the past eclipse energy, there has been lots of shedding in the air. And so this energy can be a lot of pivots, new directions and things of that sort. So with this new moon in Libra, Libra being that of the scales, partnerships, romance, love, justice, balance, things of that sort, all of those themes can be highlighted. So this new moon in Libra is happening at the 28th degree, which is our Cancer degree. Cancer is our home, foundations, family, our emotional security, motherhood, and things of that sort, just this nurturing caregiver energy and feelings of safety and security, hence why Cancer is connected to the crab and it wants to stay in its shell, where it finds that safety and security. So with this new moon in Libra, there could be this energy around entering new partnerships that give that sense of home, safety, and security. Or it can be current dynamics that are deepening and intensifying, allowing for more emotional safety, emotional security, emotional depth to sort of be shared within partnerships. Additionally, this can be the household, bringing more balance into the household. So whether that's literally taking care of your household, decorating, with Libra being ruled by Venus, this very enhancing energy when it comes to beauty and Venusian themes. So things feeling a little bit more beautiful, just simply charming, delightful. And with that energy, there can be a sense of touching up your space and things of that sort, or literally just your appearance and how you're looking. And I haven't straightened my hair in a really long time and I just felt randomly called to do it. So yeah, there could be this energy around shifts in appearance. That was very highlighted with the last astrological forecast. So I wouldn't be surprised if that energy is still lingering, especially with this new moon in Libra happening during Libra season, closing out Libra season, going into Scorpio season, where we are embodying this death and rebirth energy. So we could be stepping into a new sense of self in lots of ways, bringing an end to things that connected to our sense of self that needed a shift. And so yes, Venusian themes and partnerships and things of that sort can be highlighted at this time with that new moon in Libra, planting new seeds in that direction, taking new shifts, taking new steps in those directions that feel more in alignment with that sense of self, things that feel more balanced within you and therefore how you are approaching your external dynamics. Let's see, anything else? Empress energy is also very much highlighted with Libra, also very much connected to Cancer energy, because Cancer and Libra energy are very much connected to that of the motherhood energy, as Libra is the Empress in the tarot deck. So that being said, there could be lots of themes around motherhood, whether that's deepening that relationship with the mother, deepening that relationship with matriarchy generally, deepening conversation around that of being a nurturer or caregiver in your life, whoever it is that you are caregiving for or whoever your caregiver is, those sorts of dynamics can be highlighted with this moon in Libra happening at the 28th degree. Additionally, with Venusian energy and romance and things of that sort, simply there could be a little bit more of a romantic energy entering dynamics or finding romance in your day-to-day things and romanticizing things. That's sort of the energy that can be highlighted with this new moon in Libra, especially happening at the Cancer degree. That could be adding a level of just emotional comfort and safety. Like that feeling when you're looking out your window and you're admiring the things that are outside, and that brings you such a deep sense of gratitude and fulfillment, making you almost a little bit emotional, but in a positive way. Those are the sort of the things that can be coming up. Generally, if partnerships have been a little bit rocky with this new moon in Libra, things can feel like they're brought to a little bit more of a balance. Things can feel like the scales, almost like if you're receiving justice in any of those areas. So if you've been waiting for that emotional safety or security to reignite within the relationship sector, that can be coming up at this time with this new moon in Libra, again, happening at the 28th degree. So I'll leave it there. If you want any more personal information about how this new moon in Libra is shining for you in your cosmic story, feel free to book a reading. The link is in my bio and I will provide you with that astrological insight within the week. So we also have coming up the day after Neptune leaving Aries, and Neptune will be out of the Aries sign and dabbling back into Pisces until around early 2026. I believe it's around January 2026. So that being said, for the next, you know, 3 or so months, you're in this energy of revisiting any of the things that were being highlighted for you way earlier in the year when Neptune was back in Pisces. I believe it's around March 30th, 2025. Anything kind of prior to like the first 3 months of the year this year can sort of be coming back up for you to revisit through the end of this year. So any of those themes, especially since this is Pisces energy, Neptune is ruled by Pisces and very much comfortable in the sign of Pisces, going into Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, there could be like very, very big closure moments that are happening within these last 3 months of the year. Last 2 months of the year going into that January energy. But still, you know, astrologically, the new year really begins in Aries season. So as we are closing out energy of this astrological year, there is this Neptune energy that is being highlighted, this Pisces energy. So again, Pisces being the last sign in the zodiac is very much closure energy. Pisces is actually the two fish, interestingly enough, is the two fish. And with that energy, there is a sense of like completion. But you cannot reach that completion unless you're willing to go into the surface. A lot of us easily are willing to, you know, see things one way or the other, always leading to some sort of imbalance. And with this Libra Pisces energy, there is a sense of balance that is coming in order for there to be a complete closure, in order for there to be a complete understanding and clarity of something. Because Neptune is also very much our illusions energy, things that we're not seeing clearly, things that we're seeing through rose-colored glasses. And so there can be things that are coming up to the surface or that already started coming up to the surface with this eclipse that just passed that will be bringing things up for you to deal with within the next 2 to 3 months, allowing for you to close out major cycles, emotional ones, and generally external ones, leading for you to be able to step into that Aries energy come early 2026, allowing for you to spend more time stepping into your truest sense of self and your sense of identity, that aligning with all things, your passions, your desires, your goals, and things of that sort. So again, any sort of deeper emotions, deeper desires and longings, dreams and things of that sort can be highlighted again as Neptune is dabbling back into Pisces until January 2026, when it's back into its Aries energy, or early 2026, I don't remember exactly. With Pisces energy being highlighted with the North Node, there can be, you know, shifts and pivots aligning you more with where you're meant to be. And that includes shedding, you know, any confusion or illusions around where you're meant to be. And so that can be highlighted with this Neptune in Pisces. So if you've been feeling this sense of like, you know, not really knowing where you're meant to be, or rather that you know where you're meant to be, but not really knowing, you know, how to get there, or not really understanding how your deeper emotions and thoughts might be misaligning you with where it is that you want to go, and sort of allowing for you to do that internal investigation, especially with Scorpio season, that internal investigation is going to be highlighted in this next sun sign season. And so it's very much connected to, again, the year 9, the Neptune dabbling back into Pisces before it goes into Aries for, you know, a few years. So it's super important and pivotal energy at this time, as the cosmos are supporting us in our shedding, and the cosmos are supporting us in this year of the snake to allow for us to get rid of that dead skin, so we are stepping into our truest sense of self that's more in alignment with the energy of, you know, you on an individual level, but also that of the collective energy, as we are doing major earth shifts at this time. So that's what we need to know about Neptune leaving Aries, you know, breaking through any shadows, illusions, facing those shadows, those illusions, those deeper fear, you know, those deeper desires, and seeing, you know, what needs to really be let go of. Seeing things from a full perspective, you know, allowing for you to have that full-blown clarity. And then the day after that, 1, 2, 3 energy, the day after that, on October 23rd, the sun is officially entering Scorpio season. So I have been connecting what's been happening as we are going into Scorpio season with Libra bringing things to the surface and bringing things in terms of scale energy, you know, seeking justice and getting that justice where it needs to be had, allowing karmic cycles to be brought to the surface and your understanding. Scorpio season is then allowing for you to fully shed it. Scorpio season is like, okay, now that the scales are completely, you know, shown to you and you're seeing it for what it is, it's very important now that you are allowing those things to die, that you're allowing those things to fully transform and transmute so that you can rise like this phoenix come Scorpio season, so that you can feel your most powerful, because there is a sense of power that comes with Scorpio energy. And it isn't malicious and dark in the ways in which a lot of people understand Scorpio, but rather that it's super I want to say intense. It's just intense and powerful, almost intimidating. And that's why Scorpio energy comes off as intimidating, because it's super powerful to be able to say no to something and yes to something else. It is powerful to, you know, to let go of something and open the door for something else. It is powerful to make it through grief, to make it through loss, and to allow for yourself to shed and come out on the other side of it feeling super powerful and enlightened, almost, especially because come Scorpio, after Scorpio season is Sagittarius, which is that wisdom and that enlightenment energy. And you couldn't get there without first allowing those things to go, allowing that shedding to occur. Again, very in alignment with this year, 9 year of the snake energy and North Node in Pisces energy. Last couple things I want to say about the sun in Scorpio. Themes around intimacy, sex, sexuality, your relationship to sex, your relationship to your sense of like sensual nature, all of those things can be brought to the surface at this time. So that can lead to, you know, things around body image, especially because Libra energy was already highlighting some of that. Aries energy that we've been in has already been highlighted with that Neptune and Aries energy that we just had. So a lot of those things are very much connected. So a lot of that can be highlighted at this time and will continue to be. So just keep a lookout for that. Very much understanding that these deeper thoughts and darker feelings and heavier feelings are being brought up to the surface at this time for a reason, for you to, you know, face it head on, face those shadows, face those thoughts, face those fears and insecurities head on, so you can overcome them, so that they're not delaying you in your progress, so that they're not stopping you from embodying your truest sense of self. So those are things to look out for, allowing for those transformations and that death and rebirth to fully occur. Another thing with 8th house energy, Scorpio energy, is that of our shared finances. So there could be financial transformations that are happening at this time, whether that's money coming in, money that was already yours or owed to you, or you paying off debt, you know, money that you owe. Just money themes are very much highlighted, especially when they are connection to other people, other institutions, government institutions, things of that sort. So keep an eye out for that. Okay. On October 29th, we do have Mercury entering Sagittarius. So Mercury, the planet of communication, Gemini energy, Sagittarius is its opposite sign. So Mercury being in Sagittarius is a very interesting energy. Mercury is that of our, you know, communications, our mindset, you know, mental chatter. Mercury is the energy around learning, curiosity, and things of that sort. Specifically, the inner child's sort of childhood energy. So the first stages of schooling that you go through. While Sagittarius is that of actually the higher education. So it's the later stages of schooling that you're in. It's learning through life's experiences. It's more of a wisdom energy. You know, wisdom is what you gain through experience. And so that's more of that Sagittarius energy, the sage. So the sage has been through everything, has introspected, while the Gemini is just at the beginning of learning and taking things in. So with Mercury and Sagittarius, there can be deeper conversations. There can be an integration between, you know, what you're learning through curiosity, through questioning, through study, versus what you're learning through your intuition, through your spirituality, through your wisdom, through those life experiences, through conversations with mentors, guides, teachers, through conversations with spiritual figures in your life, spiritual mentors, spiritual guides, whatever it is that you feel is more connected to your sources of wisdom, those things can be highlighted at this time. Could also be bringing up any like internal battles between logic versus intuition, especially because that's already being highlighted with our North Node and South Node Pisces Virgo axes, that logic versus intuition. Yeah, any of those themes can sort of be brought up to the surface at this time, and communications can be brought up to the surface at this time. There could be, you know, religious conversations, spiritual conversations that are happening at this time. There could just be an energy around social gatherings and social connections, bringing conversations with hidden spouts of wisdom that others are sharing around you, or that you're overhearing, or that you yourself are giving to others. So just a general energy around learning from one another through life experience, sharing our stories with one another and things of that sort, which are allowing for deeper mental insight. There could be also conversations around your faith and your beliefs that are happening more at this time. And generally with Sagittarius also being the higher knowledge and higher education, there could be any themes around higher education sector that is highlighted at this time politically, or even anything around foreign lands. So Sagittarius is also our travel. We do gain lots of wisdom through travel. So there could be that you do embark on travel experiences at this time that bring you a deeper sense of wisdom and connection and spiritual connection depth. So any of those sort of things can be happening at this time. Communications around foreign lands. We could be seeing some political shifts that are in communications around political shifts that are impacting foreign lands and things of that sort. So any of those themes can be highlighted now with that, or around October 29th when Mercury enters Sagittarius for around the next 2 to 3 weeks after that. And then last but not least, on November 4th, we do have Mars entering Sagittarius. So Mars is that ambitious energy, that Aries Scorpio energy, you know, their go-getter in terms of passion, intensity, impulsiveness, adventure energy, just like, you know, throwing yours into the fire type of energy with Aries and Scorpio. It's going for things, being more assertive. Aggression with Mars energy is action-oriented energy and ambition, intense energy about the things you really care about and the things that feel deep to you and important to you. And so with Mars entering Sagittarius, there could be a sense of needing to or feeling very passionate and amped up when it comes to any of those Sagittarius themes. So feeling that desire to explore in whatever ways that looks like for you, because it is that travel energy, feeling that energy to want to explore traveling culture, foreign energy being very highlighted, passionate about culture, being more passionate about your, you know, beliefs, being more passionate about your faith. Try not to feel like you have to defend your faith. Be careful in those moments, especially with Mercury and Mars both being in Sagittarius. You might feel like you want to teach your beliefs or teach your faith in a way where you feel like you have to defend it to others. Be wary of that. Additionally, with that Sagittarius energy and Mars being very like impulsive and adventurous, there can be more adventurous energy highlighted. The physical body can be more, you know, in use, whether that's going to the gym, whether that's, you know, again, physically traveling, whether that's engaging on adventurous, you know, getaways and things of that sort, or types of activities. There can be, again, energy and passion to want to teach, share, express those beliefs that you have, your opinions that you feel are very connected to you and your own wisdom, your own spirituality, your own understanding of life, and maybe wanting to share that with others. If you are in higher education, in whatever way that looks like for you, there can be an energy amped up, bringing you a sense of desire to want to participate, to want to share what you have to say. You can find yourself writing essays and things of that sort and feeling, you know, kind of like on fire, just like going, like so many things that you just want to say and express. So those are the types of things that can be highlighted there. Just generally feeling very strongly opinionated, feeling strongly about anything that just feels very important to you or that triggers you or triggers something deeper within you with that Mars energy in alignment with where Mercury is also in Sagittarius, prompting you to want to express it. So then that allows for me to have the perfect segue into what the collective oracle message is. So I did pull from the Angel Ancestor Oracle deck. If you don't have it, it's a really awesome oracle deck. I've had this for a few years now. I want to say around 4 or 5 years. So the first cards that came out was Druid, Hold the Space, and Knight, Be Open and Honest. So this energy is very much giving me with Druid and Hold the Space. As we are approaching Scorpio season and going into Scorpio season, Scorpio is that investigative energy. There's just a theme around introspection and investigating things that maybe are coming to the surface, like tower moments and things of that sort. And there, your spirit guides are asking for you to hold the space and really take a second to dive deep, dive within, and face certain things head on rather than numbing yourself from dealing with things or addressing things. With the Knight, be brave and honest. With this energy that we were just talking about with Mars and Mercury and Sagittarius, there could be this energy around the throat chakra being somewhat highlighted. Are you expressing yourself in a way that makes you feel free? Are you feeling trapped by your own opinions and feelings and emotions that you just need to get off your chest, but you're not finding ways to do so or safe places to do it? I think there is this energy around be assertive, use that throat chakra, be honest with yourself, be truthful with yourself, especially with Neptune dabbling back into Pisces. Are you being true with yourself about your desires? Are you being true with yourself about the things that you truly are trying to call into your life? Are you being truthful with yourself about what your dream life really is to you? Are you being truthful with yourself about where you are emotionally? Those are the types of things that are coming up just like internally with the Druid, but also feeling okay to and brave enough to express yourself in the most authentic way to you, especially with the She-Wolf at the bottom of the deck, which is to unleash the wild within. This energy is very much saying, are you allowing for yourself to be in tune with your truest passions, your truest desires, your truest longings and dreams, the things that you are feeling intrinsically motivated by? Allow for yourself to face those deeper emotions, thoughts, dreams, and see what comes to the surface. And once those things come to the surface, once you're feeling clear about it, allow for yourself to embody it. Embodying is a significant part of this journey. And Back to Divinity has talked about embodiment from the very beginning. So do the work and embody it. Thank you very much for taking the time to listen to the astrological forecast and that of the collective oracle. This is very much in alignment with my life update, very much in the same energy around surrendering and taking that time to hold space as things are shedding for things to come in. Full picture moments are coming in where there was question marks, things will start to clear up. And so with this Libra season, as we're closing it out, I am allowing for the scales to balance, for myself to feel more balanced so that I can come into Scorpio season ready to fully let go of the things that are no longer in alignment with me as I uncover what truly is in alignment with me. So we are all in this journey together. Again, if you want to know a little bit more specifically about how these astrological transits are impacting you or will be impacting you, definitely book a reading. I did just launch the new service that I mentioned last video, a reading where you can see what's coming up for you in the month. So if you want a more detailed reading on what is coming up for you in the month of November, definitely book that reading and you will get that astrological insight. Alrighty, folks, thank you so much again for listening and taking the time to hear this astrological tea. Alrighty, folks, bye.